Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So we had a shaila a few weeks ago that I never got to discuss. I thought it was a fascinating shaila. A fellow said that when he was a teenager, he was at somebody else's house, and he saw a pack of tchelas there in the person's house, and he said, cool, blue tzitzis. So he grabbed them and stole them, and then he put them on his talus, and he's had this talus for a few years already with the stolen tzitzis on it. So recently he's had some charata about stealing the tzitzis, so he went over to the person he stole them from, and he said, by the way, a few years ago I was in your house and I stole some tcheles, so I'd like to pay you back for it. And he gave him back a brand new pair of tzitzis. So he wanted to know, the tzitzis that he made with his stolen tcheles, are they kosher? Is he first of all, has he been yotzei the mitzvah to this point while wearing it, although he tried not to wear this talus so much recently? And can he be yotzei the mitzvah with this talus going forward? So let's start with, has he been yotzei the mitzvah in the past with the stolen tzitzis? The answer is no. He probably has not been yotzei the mitzvah. Probably simply because of mitzvah baba avera, the Rama paskins and Rachaim sim tarvei shmem tes. When it comes to buying lulavim and dalid minim, they have to make sure that it's not stolen property, because you cannot be mekayim a mitzvah with a cheftza shel avera, with an item that is stolen. And even if you want to say it's gone through a whole shinoi and there's yeyush and this and that, and somehow that it's no longer a stolen object, but lechora it is at the very least the tzitzis when he made them were not his. And there's an interesting comment. Rabbi Kiva Eger has an Aruch Chaim Simen Yud Dalid on a Magen Avram over there, where the Shulchan Aruch over there writes in Simen Yud Dalid that you're allowed to take Taliso Shel Chaveru Shalomi Daito Ulevarich Alav. You go to Shul, you don't have your Talis, you see a Talis over there lying around, you could borrow it without permission and say a Bracha on it. So the Magen Avram writes that the reason you're allowed to say a Bracha on it, even though a Talis She'ula is Patrim Tzitzis, there's no mitzvah on a Talis that's not yours, he says it's Logara from a woman saying a bracha, mitzvah shazman grama. A talis shulda is pata from tzitzis, and a woman is pata from mitzvah shazman grama. So Ashkenazi women say a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama. So an Ashkenazi man can say a bracha on a talis shulda. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger that whole idea, which comes from a Tosfos in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud, is only if the talis is borrowed and then you used your own tzitzis, where the tzitzis are kosher, because that talis is pater, but then you could use your own tzitzis to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. But if you borrow a talis mutuyetzes, yesh lomar da tzitzis einim shalo, upsulim lo. The tzitzis aren't yours anyway, and therefore they're puzzled to you, because you're not allowed to use tzitzis that don't belong to you. El diachal lov shok, even the talis who shol patr mitzitzis. Happens to be that talis is patr from tzitzis, but then you wouldn't be able to say a brach on it. So stolen tzitzis strings cannot be used, certainly not l'chadchila. Shaila is okay, now it's years later. He's already paid for them, and he got mechila from the guy, and everything else. Can he now go and use this talus? So, believe it or not, this is why you can't skip any of the bir halachas. Bir halacha raises this exact safek. It doesn't talk about tcheles, but it doesn't matter if it's tcheles or not. Bir halacha writes in Simen Yer Aleph and Dibra Maskel Mitzemer, Nistapakti b'misha gozal chutzei tzitzis mechavero. If a person stole tzitzis strings and then he put them in his beged and then he paid him or he got him as a matana after the fact, imuchuyuv lachzor latiram, do you need to untie them and redo them? Why would you have to untie them and redo them? Tasav lomanasoi. So says a bir halacha, he doesn't use the phrase tasav lomanasoi, but he alludes to it. He says mi neima kivan dechsev v'asulahem beinan shebeshas haasiya yeh shalo. Since it says v'asulahem that at the time of asiya it has to be yours. Oh, tigli milsul mafreya, and he leaves it off v'tzarich iun gadol. Rav Yitzchak Yosef writes in the Yalkut Yosef that if you were to make strings out of stolen wool, the talus would be possible, because vasula mishalamia, and if you steal chutei tzitzis mechavero, and then after you put them in your bag and you pay for it, or you got them as a matana, he writes, yesh omrim shemuchuyuv lachzor latir tzitzios, he's machmir that you gotta untie it and retie them, because vasu sheyasiya shalo, at the time of asiya, it has to belong to you. However, even though the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a suffix, and the Yalkut Yosef seems to be machmir. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he writes that there are many, many achronim that discuss this matter at great length, and most of them are maskim that it is that you are allowed to be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis after you pay for it. Why would that be the case? So there is a stipler in Sukkah Simen Chav Dalid, where the stipler deals with a similar case. Stipler talks about a bunch of sofer are sitting at a table writing mezuzahs. One sofer goes to the bathroom, so the sofer that was sitting next to him takes his quill and dips it in the inkwell of the neighbor neighboring sofer, and he writes a whole mezuzah with stolen ink. So then after he comes back, the other sofer comes back. He said, I feel bad. I just stole half your ink, and he pays him for it. Right? So do you say a similar idea when it comes to the mezuzah, that the mezuzah is going to be possible because it was written b'psul? So this is a tshuva l'halacha that the stipler writes in Kilus Yaakov, which is somewhat unusual, in Kilus Yaakov in Sukkah, Simin Chaf Dalit. So he points out that he starts out by saying that we never find an explicit reference to Tasav Lomanasui being an issue when it comes to Ksiva Stam. There's a separate issue of Chak Tochos, but that's only because it's not considered to be a Ksiva, but there's no issue of Tasav Lomanasui. And then he says, and even if there were a Psul of Tasav Lomanasui, that would only apply if the Psul is a Psul Begufo, but a Psul of Eno Shalom is not a Psul of Tasav Lomanasui. Meaning, if at the time that you did the Asiyah, the only problem with it was an ownership problem. It wasn't something in the Heftza. It wasn't something that was lacking in the item. It was just an ownership problem. Then that would not be called Tasav Lomanasui. He points out this Bir Halacha Safek, and he says the Bir Halacha Safek is really based on the Shari Tshuva in Siman Tav Reish Nun Ches Sivkat and Vav, that the Shari Tshuva is discussing a case that you stole a lulav and then you paid for it after Yom Tov, which means at the time that you did the mitzvah, it was still stolen. You hadn't yet paid for it. So, and even in that case, the Shari Tshuva says some might say that that would be kosher, because once you paid for it after Yom Tov, it's a Gloy Milsel Mafreya, that's okay. That's very hard to understand why that would be the case. If Bishas Maisa, when you're doing the mitzvah, it was still stolen. But in the case of the stolen tzitzit strings, it would seem that once you've paid for it going forward, it would for sure be kosher. In fact, the Emek Bracha says something very similar. He talks about someone who stole the talus shel chavero, and you put your own tzitzis in the talus. And he says, "Ay, isn't it mitzvah baba avera?" And then you paid for it later. Isn't it mitzvah baba avera that b'shas asiya it was b'psul? He says, "No, mitzvah baba avera tasav lo menasui that b'shas asiya being a psul is only when it's something in the guf in the begufa, but not in the kiyuma mitzvah. It's not when the chisaron is only about your ability to be Mekayim the mitzvah." Okay, so it was guzzle at the time of the Kiyuma mitzvah, but there's another issue over here. L'chora, there's a concept called Takanas Marish, that once something goes through, if you steal a piece of wood and then you put it into a building that you build, so the Takana Mitrabanan, the Takanas Hashavim that Chazal made that make it easier for you to do tshuva, is that normally if you have a stolen item, you have to return the stolen item itself. But when you already built it into a building, you don't have to rip apart the whole building, because I'll say the building is yours, you just have to pay for it. So it seems clear over here that there's no Takanas Marish type of a thing. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, has a Machlokas Tanaim, if you can be Yotze with a Sukkah Gezula, and the Gemara says, what's the case of a Sukkah Gezula? How do you steal the Sukkah? It says, oh, the only case is, you go into somebody else's Sukkah, you grab him and you throw him out of the Sukkah. Well, why not just a case where you steal wood and you build a Sukkah? It says, because then everyone agrees, Ein lo ela demei eitzim v'kasher, that you only owe the guy money, you don't owe the guy the wood of the sukkah itself, because takanas marish, it's going to be kasher. So, because you're kona b'shinoi through takanas marish. So that's what Tosfos writes explicitly over there. So it seems from there that even Reb Lazar holds you need lachem by a sukkah, will say that it's kasher if when you were building the if it was yours when you were building the sukkah, even though it was stolen, if it was yours when you were eating in the sukkah, even though it was stolen at the time that you were building it. Stipler points out the fact that Reb Lazar holds the sukkah is kosher, even though it was tasav lo menasui of a psul gezel at the time that you built it, indicates the bir halacha safek can be answered lekula. Meaning, why don't you say that when I'm building the sukkah, that's my shas asiyas hasukkah, and at that time it was still gezel. So even though afterwards you're going to apply takanas marish, but at that moment it was gezel, so shouldn't it be tasav lo menasui that at the time that... So he says, you see from here that Tasav Lomanasui doesn't apply to these kinds of halachic psulim of guzzle, of Eino Shalom, of those kinds of things. And therefore, he says the stipler, the Bir Halacha is mesupuk about it, but we're not mesupuk about it. And therefore, he can be Yotze the Mitzvah with the stolen tzitzit strings now that he's already paid for them after the fact. So long story short, all these years in between, he could not be Yotze the Mitzvah. It was Mitzvah Baba Avera, and the strings were Eino Shalom, but once he's already been, once he's already paid for it, going forward, he does not have to untie the strings and retie them. Pashtus says he could be Yotzei the Mitzvah as is. Everyone have a great day.